Hey guys, I hope you close the gate. Shut up.
I don't want to do this.
This is the last one, I think. Maybe not. We'll see.
It's the last one of the season, right?
Yeah, but it might be the last one forever. Who knows? Yeah.
No, it's just a really awkward, like, silent pause.
We got Angie Phalange up in this piece. Isabella. Mom's knees.
What the hell does that mean?
Ed Pablo.
Why is he... Can I have an explanation, please?
What? On what?
Why is he mom's knees? I don't think that's a bad
idea. No, because his name is Yanni's. Mom's knees. It sounds the same.
I think it's your knees. Yanni's.
Oh,
my
wow.
Your niece.
My niece.
My niece.
Your niece.
My knees. That's your name. My knees.
No. Can it be your knees?
Your knees. Your name is Isabella's knees.
No. That's really weird.
You said you wanted to be your knees.
Jesus Louise, I said your knees.
Your knees. My knees? Your name is Pablo's knees.
Pablo.
He's down for anything. But I just don't think that it's nice.
It's really hard to smoke it out of this. I mean, eat it. Because it's pizza. We're having a pizza party again.
We're just smoking hookah. There's nothing wrong with
it. We're having a pizza party. Now look at that.
Okay.
Today... You know, we're just chilling. Like a villain. It's kind of hot, but not too hot. It's a little chilly.
Those were just opposites.
Remember the video of you putting a blanket on yourself? King Yami's trying to get a little link.
Like Hercules, almost. I remember this one time, I was screwing in a light bulb, and I got it in there, and when I turned it on, ooh, baby, it was bright. And I thought to myself, I was like, this is what it's gonna be like when I'm standing in front of a light. It's gonna be bright, and I'm not gonna be able to see. Anyway, how were your days?
It was a good story.
I like to transition from it, too.
Yeah.
You ended it with a nice...
Blangy.
So how are you good?
How was your day?
Why do you have to target me?
I'm not. Say how
you're... ask you how your day is. I don't think that's targeting you.
How was your day?
I don't like it.
Can you say?
Mm-mm.
Please?
It was great.
Thank you. Fucking hell.
I only cried
once. Mella.
I only cried once today.
That's... Hey. My knees.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Look at that. And my day was a bottle of water bottle.
Okay.
I don't
know what you're saying. I mean to say that.
We know, but we appreciate that you tried. It's fun. Why are you doing that? Here, take this shit.
That's why.
Wait, thank you.
Do you see it?
There. Didn't I mix the chocolate syrup and the milk pretty well together?
For chocolate milk?
Yeah, I just gave the chocolate milk I gave.
Is that chocolate milk? Is this chocolate milk?
Yes.
This isn't chocolate milk.
Yes, it is. Try it.
You're fucking lying to me.
Try it. You'll taste it, I promise.
Nope, I don't taste it.
Well, that was just very not... You should have at least pretended. Because now it's just kind of awkward.
I mean, you were lying. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to blow it right in your face.
Oh, that's okay.
It just keeps trying.
Get away.
Stop it.
Get away.
You're attacking. That's targeting.
That's no, you targeted me.
The smoke targeted him.
And that's a hero.
My name's Bablo.
I saved him.
And that's
getting away.
That's because Kanye was wearing a shirt that said, I love Pablo.
I tried to sound like Michael from The Office. Did I do it? Ah.
Ah.
I scratched my leg too hard.
I was trying to do an impression of you, but I didn't want you to hear it.
I did hear it.
But I whispered it.
But you whispered it a little too loud, buddy.
Well, would you be offended if I did the impression?
What impression?
Of you.
Fine.
Yeah? Okay.
Wait, what impression?
My impression of you.
Just in general?
Yeah.
I'm really scared, because what are you going to say? What if it's embarrassing?
It's not. I'm just going to say what you say, okay? But
this
in your voice. Say something.
No.
No. Please, no more parties in L.A. Please, baby, no more parties in L.A. Hey, no more parties in L.A.
Please, baby, no more parties in L.A.
When I'm like this, I don't remember.
I don't remember. I mean, if you're brave, that's what I always say. If you're, listen, kids. Now I'm gonna tell you something that nobody else is gonna tell you right now. If you're brave, people will give you money.
And also, if random people
give you money, take it.
If random people trap your son down in a very big pit, like the Grand Canyon. No. And then you think he's gonna die, so you run down, but really he's all good, but then you die because you get pushed off by your brother.
Oh my god!
They're like, don't trust that shit. Don't fall for that.
What plot twist? Alright, guys.
The Lion King.
And another message? Another message? I heard it.
Do you understand the Lion King?
I got it.
It's good. Good job.
Another one, kids. If you're a man and somebody kills your dog, don't kill them, okay? If they kill your dog.
What?
That's what happened in John Wick.
I'm sorry. It's fine if I use like language like that, right?
Yes, you can curse. This is a family-friendly podcast.
If this is family-friendly, then how can I say fuck?
Because these bitches are strong. Aren't you little motherfuckers?
That was.
There's gonna be a Google form for you to vote if you're strong or not. If you're not strong, stop listening right now. This isn't for you. Get a new one.
That's so sad.
Listen to somebody who already closed the fucking gate, okay? Listen to somebody who's responsible enough to close the gate. That way, I don't have to keep saying, I hope you close the gate.
I just had a very good, conversation with somebody who we kind of messed up when we talked to her, but she also really messed up, and I decided to come out and apologize because we didn't really mess up that much, But it's just something bad happened to her because of what we did. And then...
Don't say too much.
I don't... We don't know who this is.
I know. This is good. You see, you're getting better at this.
Like... Well, way to call me out. That's like when... Never mind, I'm not gonna share that. Don't do that! Oh, I thought you were just gonna burn my
No.
Thanks.
I'm not
trusting. You tried to set her legs on fire.
No, I didn't! I was trying to get the pizza. Trying to warm up the pizza.
But she also did something very reckless to my house.
Hmm.
It was just kind of like... So I came out and apologized. She was like, well, I'm in a better place now. I was like, that's great. Actually, I haven't responded yet, but...
You know what's great? The little cars that can only fit one people. Those are pretty cool.
With three wheels?
No. It's got four wheels, but it's just skinny. It can only fit one person.
I feel like I haven't seen that.
It's crazy, bro.
Cause I don't know what you're talking about. That's a motorcycle.
I'm so no. It's got four wheels and it's built like a car, but it holds one person.
I've never seen it.
Dude, oh my god! Podcast guys, motherfuckers. When you listen to this and you think, "Oh, what is that?" Google it right now. Google one of the cards. Which one is it? It's that one. The one that you saw first. That's it. That's it right there.
Let's go upstairs. So
okay.
I can light the incense on my house won't smell.
Okay.
Like, cookies.
Honestly, there's so many freaking shapes right now. It's like, everything's a shape.
I've got a lot of cookies, guys.
Have you noticed that everything's a shape? Like, if you really look at it, everything's a shape. And I think that's kind of wild. Like, what isn't a shape? Look around you. Can you see anything that isn't a shape? Because they're all shapes.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis gets it. I mean, my knees. I'm done. All right, guys. We've never done this before. But on this one, I'm going to talk to you a little bit. I'm gonna say, hey, what's up? I'm gonna touch you. I'm gonna caress real hard on your frontal lobe. And you're gonna like it because you're listening to my soothing voice on the podcast. Please close the gate. I'm gonna start doing that. Actually, no. I said this was the last one, but it's not gonna be the last one.
Where's Andy?
Who knows, to be honest? Hey, look, guys, there's Maeve. This is the last podcast, maybe. Oh, shit, podcast. It just got real. Ah, what is this? Shit. Who keeps calling me? Hey, guys, so right now, we're just trying to deal with this situation. Because there's someone scary. But it's fine.
What?
So look. We all know that Maeve's not very good at Fortnite.
She's not very good.
So we're going to watch her. And she's going to fail. And I know it. She should have built a ramp on that hole over there. Over the stairs. But instead she's just going to break what she has now.
Well.
Wow. These are strats that I hate seeing, guys. I look at these and I'm like, why can't the generation be better? There you go. Nothing was good, so you just wasted all your time.
Thanks.
And that's Fortnite tutorials with Pablo. Oh shit. Alright guys, we're walking on the outside. It's crazy because we've only done this a couple of times. We're getting in the trampoline. Everything's good. But then it started storming. And the Fire Nation attacked. And everything wasn't good.
Good.
Because the Fire Nation. The Fire Nation. They're gonna attack. And then what are we gonna do? We're gonna cry. We're gonna be like, no, Fire Nation. Please don't. But they're gonna be like, unless the Avatar comes, we're killing you. We're gonna be like, no, Fire Nation, please. So, hey, get a little closer. Phalange, get a little closer. Get a little closer.
I don't want to be on it.
Get a little closer. Get a little closer. Get a little closer. Who is that?
They're probably the people working in that house.
Get a little closer. Get a little closer.
No.
Angelange.
I don't want to talk.
Get a little closer.
I don't want any of
it. A little bit. A little bit.
We're closer.
No. I want her to get closer.
Well, we got closer too.
What?
Well, we got closer too.
No, but I want her. You guys were already close. I don't want you to be there. I want you to be there.
Here.
I want there.
I can't.
You can. I want this. You gotta apply yourself.
No.
You want me to just...
Yeah, thank you. There you go.
Please. Mm-mm. What if I give you a turkey? A big one. I'm gonna give her a big turkey. What do you think it means?
What? A big turkey. I don't want it. Are you a dumbass?
I was just gonna give her a turkey, okay?
I'm not a fan of turkey.
Have you ever had a turkey?
Yeah.
How many times?
I don't know.
How many times have you had a turkey?
These are some weird questions.
These are the funniest questions I've ever heard.
This is why I don't want to move any closer.
You never answered, though.
What?
How many times have you had a turkey?
I don't know.
Are we talking, like, have you had the body of, like, the full body of a turkey? How, like, much of turkey have you eaten out of that? Or do you mean, like... How many times have you sat down and eaten turkey?
This turkey period.
You didn't tell me which one.
Look.
I don't get it.
You have a turkey sandwich. You're eating
you're
some turkey.
You're avoiding the freaking question.
You have a turkey leg, you're eating some turkey. Anytime you've eaten turkey. How many times have you eaten turkey?
I've
how do you not know?
Eaten turkey about 3 times.
Thank you, Ella.
Anytime.
What about you, my niece?
How many times have you had turkey?
That's not an answer. Deep breathing isn't an answer.
My question is, how does one count? How many times do you eat turkey? Like, sometimes you don't know and then you it.
No, you do know. After you eat it, you're like, oh, that was turkey.
I think you know what you ate.
No, like, I don't.
Really?
She doesn't know.
But what if you're eating, like,
I don't
lamb?
Ask. I don't know.
Lamb is
actually
good.
Okay, lamb's not.
But what if you're eating dog?
Yeah, what if you're eating a cat?
I don't think I'd be put in the situation where I would.
Maybe you are, and you just don't know that because you're just
my
eating things.
Feed me dog.
You don't know what your grandma does. Your grandma could be a dog bounty hunter.
No.
Every time she gets a kill, she comes and she makes it for you. You could love dog.
Yeah, she could just be faking it.
No. You could just eat juniper.
I'm never gonna.
Why would
right.
you even suggest that?
Oh, she's gonna eat juniper now.
I think you're gonna eat juniper.
I shouldn't have given her the idea.
Why would my
grandma
eat juniper?
So you're gonna eat juniper. Your grandma's gonna That's cook so them, though.
No.
I need liquid, like, in my. I just need water. Really bad.
You know who else needed water? Moses.
Okay.
So he could part that shit.
I just really need it.
Remember when Moses parted the water?
And,
he was just walking and he was just like, boom. And then it was different. and they walked. When Moses, when he got the water, and he was just like, boosh. Then they walked, and they got to the land. Israel?
Yeah.
It was in the Bible.
I'm not very religious.
Best fiction book out there, guys. Yeah, I said it, bitches. It's fiction. That shit ain't real. Anyway. I said the Bible is the best fiction book out there. And then I said it, bitches. That shit ain't real.
That's kind of like a very strong thing to say.
This is my stance and I'm sticking with it.
It's very bold.
You know what else is very bold? The flavor of Doritos. This is this week's sponsor, Doritos. And Ike. Because fuck Mike.
What did Mike's you get for bitch?
Mm-hmm. No, Ike was a bitch, so Ike paid for this ad this time. Because fuck Mike. Because he called Ike a bitch on the last podcast. Which has not come out yet. As a recording of this one.
Okay.
I have 2 episodes on the shelf. We're at episode 7. I'm releasing episode 8, and then 9, and then this one.
I need water so bad.
You want to go inside and get water?
No, he's getting it. I just
felt like that took a long time.
Huh?
Didn't you feel like it took a long time?
No, it was so fast.
Was it?
Wasn't that fast?
Yeah.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Maybe time isn't real either. You want me to get that?
Yeah, sure.
There you go, buddy.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Is that chimes? Am I hearing chimes? You know, guys, the fun thing about chimes is when you hit someone with it, they do a little ring. They go... When you hit people, they make music. That's how chimes work. You get somebody...
No! What are you...
I'm kidding. You don't do that. You lay them as traps. So when people walk through, then they make noise, and you know if somebody's on your property, and you can shoot them.
No.
You can shoot people on your property. Hmm? You can shoot people if they're on your property. I think. Somebody told me.
I don't know if that's
true. I'm pretty sure that's real.
I really don't
So know. If it's not real, then watch the
podcast. Watch me Google that, and then they're like, a bunch of cops show up at my house and they're like, she's gonna do this shit. Like,
that was hilarious.
I don't know if it was that funny though.
How many pickles have you had?
Bagels.
Pickles.
Pickles?
Yeah. Like in your life?
A lot. I really like pickles.
I've had maybe 7 pickles. Like in my whole life. What about you?
I have not had none.
You've never had a pickle?
No. Pickles are so good.
What about you? Your my knees.
I don't know.
I'm gonna round up. Do you say you like pickles a little bit? Would you say he's a regular eater of pickles?
Well, I think so, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna just ballpark and say around 300.
Is that... Okay.
370 pickles. Now, the thing is, though, do we say dill? Do we say dill pickles?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it just like a whole fucking pickle? Is it sliced on some breads? Or is he just taking a pickle and just like
sometimes
an apple?
People do that.
That's weird. That shit's mm-hmm. gross.
Yeah, it's kind
of cool. No, I'm just really.
My mom made the best homemade.
What the fuck is a homemade pickle?
It's like a cucumber, but then
I don't
you
like.
Pickle
I don't like when regular people try to make things.
It's so good.
That like shouldn't do. Like, a fucking homemade pickle. It's like making your own milk. That shit's weird. Anyway, R. Kelly's a rapist. He needs to be in jail. Okay. I just need to put that in. All
right.
So when the R. Kelly wars of the African American community start, they know which side I'm on. I'm on the R. Kelly goes to jail side. Mm-hmm. Bill Cosby. There's a tree right here, and if I tried really hard, I think I could climb it. But I'm not. But I'm not. You wanna know why?
What?
Because when I'm off the ground, there's a rumbling. And it's it gets big sometimes.
I don't know.
You remember in Cuba 2 years ago?
We're not in
when
Cuba.
There was a big rumbling? That's because I was in a plane. Cuba. I was in a plane. And it went and they had an earthquake. That's what I do, girl. I make earthquakes when I get off the ground.
What if you fall? You'll fall into the plate.
But I'ma die though.
No.
I'ma die pretty good. I think so. You think if I fell from up there, I wouldn't die? I'd smash right in, and then I go boop, and then I go right out, and then I die. I get whiplash and break my neck.
That's not good.
I know, because you're not thinking it out. I would die. I would die so hard.
I don't know.
I just realized that my throat was a little scratchy, and guess what? It's not anymore. It's kind of bright, but like me and the sun are real cool, so it doesn't matter. How about you? What planetary objects are you cool with? That's not it.
The sun is so annoying.
I'm gonna say I'm cool with Jupiter.
Who's that?
Jupiter, the planet. And I'm cool with Venus as well. Me and Venus get along. Venus Williams. Oh no, the planet. And Earth, me and Earth get along pretty cool. And the sun, of course. Maybe if you branched out you could be friends with the planets like I am. Only some plants. Me and Uranus are not cool. Yeah. Like, he tried to do something. His finger. I didn't like
That's
it.
That's not good.
I didn't like it. He tried to stick his finger in there. It was gross.
I don't know.
It was Uranus. He's a weird guy. I'll see you, buddy. Yeah. That was the only guest of this podcast. It's an intimate episode, this one.
That's pretty cool.
We're just thinking about it. And it's just like, yeah, of course. Of course that's it. You know, I'm disappointed Liam hasn't been on the official podcast.
Oh really?
I'm disappointed that what's her face? The short blonde girl with the glasses. What's her name?
Really?
There you go. She hasn't been on the official podcast. But that's okay. Maybe if season 2 happens, they'll be around. Mm-hmm. We'll see if we get some funding. You know, it's cost a lot of money to make.
Oh, yeah. A lot of money.
I spend at least $200 a week.
On what?
The podcast.
On what?
Equipment.
Equipment? Yeah. You're recording it on your phone. You spend $200 a week on your phone.
No. The other things.
What other things?
Everything. I'm saying.
Okay, well, we'll be back on season 2, but this time we're actually gonna have equipment.
That's lies.
No, it's not. I have some equipment we can use.
She's lying, don't believe
I'm not.
There's another thing too. I spend it on.
What the fuck? What the actual?
Holy shit!
Fuck!
A caterpillar!
What the fuck?
Oh my god!
Let me see.
It just fell out the fucking sky!
Oh my god! Oh.
How does that it's even happen?
Fucking caterpillar.
What if one lands on my hair?
Landed I don't want that. From
Should
the
I
sky.
Pick it up? Should get I pick up, it up? Up?
Let me take a picture.
I'm gonna pick it up. Hey, guy. It's all cold and shit.
Oh my god. How does that even happen?
look, it's in my hand. Guys, the caterpillar. Oh my god, you shocked me. What a goofy baby. Look at it.
A goofy baby.
Oh, it's so adorbs.
Adorbs.
Soups adorbs.
Oh my god.
Hopefully this bitch doesn't kill me, you know? Look at it just scooting. You see it? Look at it scooting. You see it scooting? Ella, look at it scooting. Watch it move. It's so amazing. Watch it move. It's a scooting. It's gonna fall. You see it scooting? It's scooting. You need this? Oh no.
I can't focus the camera.
You need this? What do you need? What do you need? What do you need?
Let me save the video.
You want me to do this for you? What about this? Is this good? There you go. Look at him.
Oh, you got a little.
Oh
nice one.
Oh.
Somebody call Vogue.
Where'd he go?
He's a wrangling boy.
Should I go get my camera and take pictures of this moment?
I mean, I don't know how long he's going to stay on my hand.
We'll try to keep him.
It's really sunny.
You're a big one. I can't believe it just fell out of the sky like that. Dude, is there a caterpillar on my hand right now? That's freaking wild. Angie, there's just a caterpillar
on my hand. How do you spell caterpillar?
C-A-T-I-P-I-L-L-A-R.
Well,
I found a cat tie pillar.
I don't think he'll find it funny.
Oh shit, you didn't find shit. I found a caterpillar. That's why it's crawling on me.
You're right.
It's fucking crawling on me and everything. Boy. Episode 10 has literally been the best thing about this. I mean, this caterpillar is just here, you know? And he's just getting it. And I'm like, yeah, you do that. Because I love it when you get it. I love it when you understand. He's gone all around my hand.
No card in camera.
Should I put the caterpillar on the camera?
Yeah.
Oh no, I shouldn't do that, should I?
You should.
Cause what if it gets inside? And I can't get it. I know. You didn't think of that, did you?
Mm-mm.
It's kind of scary when you think about it. He's just kind of chilling, you know, like a villain. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna name him Gary. You think Gary's a good name?
Yeah.
Gary the caterpillar?
He's like an exotic color. So he should have an exotic
name. I know, that's why I'm scared.
I feel like there's bugs in my hair.
Right, because they're falling.
Can you?
There isn't.
I felt it.
You know what I feel like? I feel like he's gonna kill me. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's poisonous. And I'm gonna die. If I die, Angie, you know what I want you to do? I want you to tell them that I had a good one. You know? Oh, boy. I feel like there's bugs all over me.
I'm really scared.
Tell them I had a good one. Angie Martinez. Man, Seal, you had a good one.
Good one.
Mankle. Mankayo. Moose. Yeah, the ladies call me Moose. Because I got them horns.
got them horns. You will never see me not watching porn. It's on my Chromebook. No. I'll put some porn up on my Chromebook.
You hold that.
No.
Please.
I have the caterpillar.
Okay. I just don't want to
carry it up here. Oh, no, he's getting to my arm. Put some porn on my Chromebook.
No.
I put some porn on my Chromebook. I got porn on my Chromebook. Do you have porn on your Chromebook? Because I got porn on my Chromebook.
Oh no.
Did the caterpillar get in there?
No,
should I put it in there? No, it's gonna drown.
No. Wait, can I just sump it out?
No! It's on your phone. Idea. Oh my goodness, that was a bad idea. Oh, it's all over you. Angie, why?
I thought it would just go through.
Angie. Angie.
Angie, we should go on the porch.
Angie, what the fuck? Angie!
I really didn't mean for this to happen.
Oh my goodness, Angie.
You don't hold this right.
No, I can't. Oh my god, the caterpillar's gonna die. Angie!
You just ruined all of it.
Literally everything has been ruined.
Where is it?
How did you kill it?
What?
Angie killed it.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, she did. Angie killed the fucking caterpillar.
I did it.
Shit, man. That was the buddy, too. She poured water out. She thought it was going to go through the trampoline. But it didn't. Now there's water all over the trampoline.
That's okay.
Now the caterpillar is dead and there's nothing we can do.
Can I have a sip of your water?
Yeah. Only if you take, let me take pictures of
you. You can't save the caterpillar. Never.
I'm not taking pictures of the caterpillar. I'm taking pictures of you guys in the sun.
It's sad that the caterpillar's gone. I remember when I first met him, and he was like, "Hey, my name's Gary." I was like, "What's up, Gary?" Okay. I have to get up now. All right, boys. Is it because she's red, tan, black, and I'm black, red, tan?
Yes.
She's wearing leggings, but I use my skin as the black for me. That's funny.
Because the black is the hair in the sock.
Shh. And
okay, fine. Just go out there. I can't be
We got the people, and they're having fun. I called that one a Kanye place.
Wait, can we go that way so that we can get... Oh, that's nice because the grass is all short, so your socks won't get up. Well, we need to go like right there. And you need to not do a pose like that. We need to do serious poses. Serious poses.
Is that serious enough?
No, you gotta stand like a normal person.
This is how I sit.
No, just look, stand, put your arms down. No, down. Put your arms down like that. Put one leg out like that. Look out like that. No.
Like this?
No, like I am. Okay, yeah, but turn this way.
No. You're the worst model I've ever worked with.
That's perfect. No, not that.
No, get some good smiles in. No, those are the fake. No. You just can't do that. There we go. There we go.
I had a picture of a caterpillar on my story, and she said, "What kind of pill is that?"
Oh my god.
What kind of pill?
It's a caterpillar.
That's funny.
These are so cool because you look like a model. These are like model shots.
Wait, hold on.
That's not a model shot.
It is.
No, it's not.
You ever seen a model do that? Because they do it.
No, that's not. It's just that it's not framed like a model shot because you're dead. That's not a cute look. You gotta take your hands out of your shirt.
When they see that, they're gonna be like, he has a big penis. That's what we all.
They're gonna say that boy needs to get his hands out of his shirt.
Wait, Marcellus, you ready?
This would look so cool if you were in it.
Hmm?
This would, if Angie were in it, it would look so cool. But these.
Alright, I'm retiring from modeling. I did a good job, I think.
What if you guys went over there?
And I did it a long time, but
sometimes.
But you guys would look so good next to each other. That doesn't look that good. Damn, you're sitting out here?
I'm good.
Subscribe.
We should sit on here.
Well, the blue doesn't match the picture. Stand right there. Well, it's not gonna work.
I don't know if I'm sorry.
Yeah, you guys have to be on the same level.
Oh, we're doing levels.
There we go,
icon. Let's do the same pose. Wait, let's go like this.
I'm falling asleep when I'm posing.
Like, watch this, go like this.
That's not a pose I like. Stop.
Okay, like, Andy,
we
go like...
We should make a 2008
go like this.
Poster.
Go like this, go like this.
Yeah.
I have to turn all the way around.
Yeah.
Oh.
Point it out.
Oh.
No. That was up.
Okay, that's good. Thanks, guys.
You did it.
Yeah.
I ain't never did nothing like that. Hmm? I'm just kidding.
I'm just a little too high. I can't take anything serious.
Alright, guys. That was a pretty good episode so far. I think that's it. Maybe that's it. We'll see.
Hi.
I really do hope that you closed that gate. Because the dog's going to get out of it. You didn't.
Now there's only one dog to get out. The blind one is, he's kind of annoying.
And then there's Phalange, Isabella, and Black with a Six.
Why did we keep changing?
We brought that back. Yeah. You remember? Mm-hmm. That was my original name, Black with a Six. And then I became Fortnite. And now I'm at my current state of being Pablo. Anyway, I love you all. And I wish you well. Alright, that was it.